And this is Angry Asian Seed.
So, hey, did you all like my little disc jockey try right there? Like, I was trying to sound like one of those guys from the radio, you know.
Way too loud. And also, you coughed right into the mic.
And that was me clearing my throat to make them know that it's going to be a loud introduction.
Nope. Dick move.
Oh.
Why do you have, like, a weird accent, too, like, when you're trying to say all that? It's me trying to, like, I don't even know what you were trying to do.
Like, are we trying to do like a Mario Italian accent?
I was trying something new, so sue me.
No, please don't sue us. We can't afford it.
Oh, I know. Don't sue me. I can't.
We don't have any money for them to sue. What are they going to do? Take one of Lord Moses' statues?
No, hey.
Don't tell them. They'll be tempted.
No ideas given there.
You have plenty to spare. Yeah, plenty to spare. Chill out.
Yeah, but they're going to take the ones that, like, he likes looking at the most.
I like looking at all of them.
Yes, the one with the, what did Lady Moses' dad say with the big what's-its?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. He says, yeah. Look at the size of her what's-its.
Yeah,
81-year-old man still notices these things.
Well, hey, anyway. We got to tell our viewers, you know, a big thanks to those of you who are still listening. And we want a lot of you to start coming back. We've had a lot of things, good things going on in our lives, but it's made it to where this recording has not been as steady as we wanted it to be. So thank you to the listeners.
And hopefully get your friends to listen to us also, because we need to get our numbers back up again.
We do. They severely dropped, and that's our fault for not being consistent.
Well, I mean, everyone had things going on in their lives, right?
Yeah, I bought myself a new little shack.
You got a what?
A new little shack. I moved into a shack. It's got its own outhouse. It's wonderful.
Oh,
it's
great.
It's got its own outhouse.
Yeah. Is it
your own swamp also?
Yeah, my own swamp right over here. Mm. You know.
Very nice.
You're not Shrek.
I want to be the next Florida man.
You're not Shrek, dude. It's okay.
Oh, I think
Pixar might sue you for that. No, it's not Pixar. It's DreamWorks, right?
Yeah. DreamWorks, they're not going to sue as much as Disney. It's fine.
I guess.
I mentioned Disney. We're getting sued.
Oh, damn no.
All right. Well, why don't we get started on what's been going on? As far as gaming's been going, I have been platinuming games like nobody's business.
I wonder if there's a competitive, like, platinumer type thing going on.
I don't think so. I mean,
I actually belong to a couple of forums that have a bunch of trophy hunting. And as fast as I platinum, oh, dude, there's people I just cannot keep up with.
Really?
It's like all they do is play video games. And I don't know how they keep up with, like, there's people on my trophy guide, forum thing that has like 999 platinum trophies. I don't know if that's a hack. I don't know if that's true gaming. But
so wait, they only have like 5 more than you. What's the problem?
I don't even think I've hit 50 yet, believe it or not, as many as I've been platinuming. I think I might have like 48.
Oh, hey, listeners, would you be watching more Twitch if Lord Mose were to show all of his platinums that he keeps getting as he tries to catch up to those 999? Let us know.
999. It'll be on like PlayStation 74 by the time I get.
No. Lord Most, I don't think Lord Most has the
stamina. I do.
Not the stamina. The motivation to do that, to do that main platinums, because you're gonna complain about the game where it's like, oh, this is too old graphics. I can't do that.
I have complaints about the newer games.
You have complaints about everything. All right, yeah, it's in your blood.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, I have good things to say, too, but I have complaints and good things about the newer games we've been playing.
Yeah, you know what? We had to substitute you out last time, so we do need to hear from you. What are some good things?
So, what do you guys want to hear about?
Yeah, first, we did.
I mentioned God of War.
No.
You guys want to jump in that?
Yeah, why not?
So, God of War, you guys already know, it won almost everything. Stop falling asleep on my feed, Seed.
I'm sorry. Your voice just like sways me to sleep. It's fine.
Well, I don't want that to be known. Anyway, so you guys already know, Game of the Year did not win, and I'm gonna call it because it literally was out for like 2 months before votes were even in. I don't even know if that many people ended up playing it as much as the other games or got a chance. I don't know how the hell Stray got into the nominations for Game
Stray was Year. Stray was great. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? Some people loved it. I was not one of them. I did not see the grasp. Lady Most absolutely loved it and wholeheartedly nominated it for Game of the Year.
And this is why you will never be able to catch up on the platinum trophies is because you are so picky with your games.
Well, I can't play the easy 2 hour platinums. I play real games. Thank you very much. As far as real games,
seriously,
yeah, AAA games,
AAA, or not close. All games are games.
Oh, okay, agree to disagree. Anyway, so it won almost everything else. Just it did not win Game of the Year.
Elden
Ring won Game of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
And don't get me wrong; it was a great game. I have nothing but good things to say about it. It was one of my first From Software type of games playing, or a Bloodborne or whatever kind of game, the Souls game. That's what it's called. The architect behind it. I enjoyed it a lot, but I prefer games with a story. Hence, God of War. And the only thing I will say is, I feel like God of War, the only negative it had, and it's not really a negative, you should at least have played God of War, the original one right before.
I mean, you can. That's good to have the whole story, but
yeah, it's great to have the whole story. Believe it or not, I've actually never played the whole story. I started with God of War 3, I think. I never went and played.
What's a weird place to start? Because that was like right after some really important stuff in 2.
I had to watch videos to catch myself up.
Okay.
It happened.
That's totally doable.
Yeah. And I got into the lore. I loved it. But I didn't really get into it until the newest ones in the Norse area. And Ragnarok, I have to say the one right before this game was phenomenal. God of War Ragnarok is probably the best game I have ever played in my entire gaming career. As far as the story, character development, narrative, there's games that come really close, and there's games that I've always loved. And
just heads up, guys, there might be some spoilers ahead for everyone listening. And
I'm not going to spoil anything. I just have to say,
because we're talking about this game today,
light spoilers is fine, just like not the ending or anything.
I'm not going to spoil anything. And all I'm saying is the character development for Kratos was next level, from where he began to where he ended at the end of this game.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like how everything was tied in together, how like he as a character changed and developed. I couldn't believe how well they did it. Santa Monica Games, my hat's off to you.
Definitely. And I just have to say, like, I agree with you there. His character development has been wonderful. And you would be surprised as to how many people hate this version of Kratos, starting with the PlayStation 4 era.
Are you kidding?
A lot of people hate him.
Remember, the original Kratos was just like, all he wanted to do was fight.
Was destruction. Angry.
Fight, fornicate. Yeah, I'm going to try to not use the other words. It was bloody. It was like stuff. But he had no character development. He was just kind of like, he had some, but it was very just visceral and, I'm just going to kill everything. Hmm. Oh, these gods have like upset me. I'm going to kill them. Oh, they're messing with me again. I'm going to kill them. This is how I process my rage. And they don't like that he had character development.
You know what, though? I disagree.
Because I disagree.
Just like that.
Most people disagree.
Like that in other games. Looking back, I didn't play the first and second one, but looking back at the character from all the videos I watched to get caught up with the lore, he only got that way after, his incident with his previous family. And before that, he actually had, I would say, a more vulnerable side to him.
God of War 1 starts out after the death of his family.
Mm-hmm. But that the whole point of that character being the way he is because he lost his family.
Yeah.
But he had that vulnerable side.
But you got to remember, too, to get that information, you had to play the PSP version. And for the most part, people didn't. They played 1, 2, and 3 to really get the more vulnerable side of Kratos in the past. And add to that, they had to play the PSP version to really understand where. And no, they just got the PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3 graphics of blood, gore, and fornicating.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
PSP, I remember the fornicating of I think it was God of War 3. It might have been 2, might have been 3, where all you have to do is press buttons to shake the bed. everyone orgasmed after like you get the red orbs to pop up.
us. So see, that's what I'm saying. And a lot of people don't like it.
It's like, oh, he's done.
I guess that's one way to come.
I guess. But all things considered, though, like, this is probably one of the very few series of storytelling that has just gotten progressively better, in my opinion, with a sequel. Usually, nothing ever beats the original. This one's sequels continue to outdo it. And honestly, I don't know where Santa Monica Games is going to go next with the God of War series. If it ended with this one, I would be very happy and content. I would be very sad to let the story go, but I'd be very content
with the proper
story
ending.
Itself.
Or, well, proper, like, they really going to drag it on.
I was actually very surprised because God of War, they always did like three in threes. So I'm actually very surprised they didn't do a third. There might not be a third one though. Well, where, like, it's nicely concluded, if per se, I guess.
Well, who was the lead for Santa Monica? I think it was a new person actually that did it for this one. I forgot the name. The voice actor brought him up during the award ceremony. But he had an interview where he talked about where God of War was going, and he dropped a little hint, very light spoiler, not actually saying anything. But there's a particular character that you can save, and they pop up in different areas in the game, and they're doing gestures. And whatever gestures they're doing was basically what he hinted at as to the direction of where the God of War series was going to be going next, as far as like the region. I don't know if it's going to be Kratos. I don't know if it's going to be anyone else there. I don't know if it's going to be a whole new character under the umbrella of God of War. I don't know. But I will say that there is going to be some kind of a continuation, and he actually cut himself off. He mentioned, like, I can't talk about it anymore. I will get in trouble for this. So it leads me to think that there is going to be some kind of continuation. I just don't know if it's going to be Kratos' character.
Well, I guess we'll see about that then.
Yeah, and you know, it's yeah.
And plus, it's video games. They could technically go back and remake 1, 2, 3, and just do a whole remaster if they wanted to.
Oh, I know. They could. The remasters of those, just like Final Fantasy VII Remake, God of War Remake.
I mean, I'll do it. I'll play it again. It was really good. In fact, so good that Lademos originally, who tried to pick up God of War, the first one before Ragnarok, played for like an hour, couldn't get into it. She watched me play Ragnarok, saw how good it was, and immediately wanted to jump in. And I explained to her, you have to beat the first one to understand the story. And so she did. She liked the character. She powered through it and then got into Ragnarok and just wholeheartedly fell for the game, the characters. There was even some tearjerker moments in a lot of areas.
You're turning Lademos into a true gamer. Bravo.
You know what? I brought it up to her. She is a true gamer. I'm not turning her into it anymore. She has played almost all of the AAA games at this point that I have played. She doesn't platinum or anything, but she's played so many of the more difficult games out there. I can't not say that she's been a gamer. And she's absolutely incredible.
But I mean, you have helped mold her into the true gamer that she is today.
Absolutely. I'll take credit for that. But like right before this series, like she just powered through the Ezio trilogy for Assassin's Creed. So, I mean, she's played and beat 5 games in a matter of 3 months. So, and they're not short games either. And for the type of character or player she is, I'm very impressed with very minimal to no help from me, by the way.
And see, true gamer Lady Jen loves Stray.
Yeah, that's a red mark, a red flag on her gaming career that we're just not going to talk about. But I will say,
seriously, no love for the indie games, I guess.
It's not that I don't have any love for the indie games. I'm not a huge person with like the whole cat thing. I will say I'll give you credit where credit is due. I like the concept of it. I like the idea. A little bit. I like the tone of the game. And I like the fact that it had a very simple yet complex world in it, but a simple storyline. I liked it. I did. But I don't know, man. It's a cat. Like the whole game is a cat.
No, I agree. Cats are terrible. Should have been a dog. Then I would have played it.
So if it was a dog, would you guys be happier?
Yes, I would have been a little more partial to the dog. I still don't feel like I would have played if it was like a stray dog versus a stray cat. But I mean, come on, man. I can't get into the character of a cat. I don't see how the cat is developing as a character. I'm sorry.
Oh. And you could get into Kratos developing because you see yourself as Kratos.
Well, yeah, I don't see myself as a cat. I do see myself as a god of war.
As a god of war. Lord Mose, that Lord is coming real close to your head.
the only thing that's missing is the fornicating part from him. Is it because it's true?
I think you're confusing my life with yours, Seed.
Oh no, I have.
I think your seed popped out, and that was the end of it for you.
I have evidence that I fornicated. Where's your evidence?
I don't. Well. I agree with you, Lord Mose. I think Angry Asian Seed had that one Angry Asian Seed. That's it. It's done. It's done now.
And he's been angry since. I don't know. Like, even worse. For a little seed, in 20 years, when you hear these podcasts, if we're around, you should know your dad loves you, but he has made you the butt of every joke, made you the excuse for everything he's ever missed. And every time there was any kind of issue, he blamed you for it. Just so you're aware.
100%. She pretty much shit herself right now as well as we're doing this podcast right here. She shit herself and her poops have been solid recently. It stinks up the entire room.
Can we get back to video games now?
Yeah, I would rather the chat go back to the thing that doesn't stink up the entire room.
Sure. Okay. Now, Lord Mose, since you're the only one that really has this much time to play games, you did finish another game. You did platinum another game recently, didn't you?
Yeah. I played Forspoken, platinumed it. I left a short review on our Instagram. Versus Cafe Net. Check that out there if you want a quick 1 minute clip of it. But here I can get into a lot more detail. Forspoken has been really anticipated this entire time. We've talked about it in previous podcasts. It was even delayed. Ubisoft put it out a little bit later to kind of fix up things.
Ubisoft? And
yeah, Square.
Square, excuse me. Why did I say Ubisoft? Square, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Is this Assassin's Creed we're talking about?
I think that's why I thought of it, because I just talked about Assassin's Creed Ezio Trilogy. So Ubisoft was fresh in my head. Sorry about that. Square Enix. So it had big shoes to fill to begin with. And I think partially that might have been the problem, because it's been so hyped since nearing the beginning of like the PlayStation 5's life. Like after a year or so it was announced, right? After a year of PS5 coming out?
Yeah, I think it was used to showcase the Luminous engine and also what the PS5 was capable of.
So, wow. It definitely was capable. I will say this, it as far as like with the PS5, I don't know if that's what it showed. It did show a lot more of what the controller was capable of. When I played with that, I actually had to take breaks and ice my hands because of like how much the recoil from the R1, R2 was. Like, it was actually...
You had to use the actual, like, depending on the feedback, the actual feedback for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely did. And I don't know if that's good or bad that a lot of, like, the newer games I've noticed have been utilizing the R1, R2, L1,
the haptic,
L2.
Like, yeah, response and, like, the they give you that... Oh, what's that called? Like the pushback.
It's
like
resistance.
Yeah. Resistance. I couldn't think of the word resistance. Oh, my goodness.
I really like the fact that a lot of these games have been using that haptic feedback, because when you're feeling that resistance, depending on what you're using, like, for example, the most recent one I can think of was Valhalla, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Whenever you shot out of like those iron crossbows, it felt like it was a metal spring going through. Whenever I was playing with like a heavy weapon, it felt like I was swinging a heavy weapon, you know? So for things of that, the resistance have been very intuitive as far as the trigger has been going. To the game itself, I loved how vibrant it was. As far as the graphics, as far as, the fluidity and the vibrance of that, it was fantastic. It's hard to find games to that level of artistry that were done, especially now, even with the new generation of games. As far as the story itself, I thought it was okay. I thought it was really cliche, to be honest. And not that cliche is bad. It's just I felt like I knew everything that was going to happen with very minor deviations from that. Almost the entirety of the game itself, the story was very slow for me, for my pace. compared to the other games I've played recently. And maybe that was part of the problem too. Maybe because it was just so hyped up that we were expecting more. Maybe because I just got off a similar game, but a very different type of storytelling game. I don't know. But I felt the game was very slow to build. I felt the characters were just okay. And I felt the very end, once things got a little bit interesting, I felt that it was very rushed. I honestly feel like it got to the point where the game really never reached its full potential in a lot of different aspects. And I felt like Square was like, you know what? We've already delayed it this much. At this point, it's not financially viable to keep it holding back. Let's just put it out there. And this is going to have to be okay.
You know what?
Wait. Would you say they Final Fantasy 15'd it?
That's what I was going to...
Final Fantasy 15.
I think was good, but they did take 12 years to bring it out or whatever.
Yeah, I mean that wasn't a 12 year game.
Final Fantasy 15. No, when it first released, like they actually went back and added a lot more things to it. Yes, so right now, if you go play it, it's actually a slightly different game than when it first released.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I did that. I played it when it first came out, and then I beat it again a few years ago. And yeah, everything that they added was so great. They should have added that from the beginning.
Yeah, the Royal Edition is essentially a different game for kind of like Persona 5 Royal, I guess.
Ah, yeah.
So
I was actually trying to find the word, like what the title was, the Royal Edition. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I still need to go back and play it. But I mean, it does play differently. Compared to when it first came out. And then I think it's been quite a while. So it could be a situation where they're going to just add more stuff to it. It's a possibility, but again, I don't know.
It could be, but like, where's the hype left in it? You know?
Yeah,
that's true too.
I mean, Final Fantasy has a great following that even if you hated the game, if you love the series, you might give it a chance. Mm-hmm. I didn't hate the Forspoken game, but I absolutely did not love it.
Plus, they didn't.
It was a very weak start to the year.
They didn't do the same product placement that Final Fantasy 15 did.
Hey, let us
know. Forspoken was in every commercial I saw. Forspoken came up my feed everywhere.
Not the commercial. In Final Fantasy 15, the characters talked about cup noodles and gave you a quest to go get cup noodles.
I actually love that. In fact, I even tried to make the cup noodles from that. It never looked as good.
If you actually go to Japan and go to the cup noodle factory, you can make one that looks just as good as that.
Whatever. Well, I got Shin Ramen over love, here. I like that better.
Was that Prompto? Is that his name with the cup noodles?
Promptus. Yep, Prompto.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was my boy.
Poop eating grin the whole time they were like saying it, too. Like, you knew the video game characters felt like they knew they were shilling out. It was wonderful.
No, but I mean, additionally, Forspoken, like I talked about it too, like as far as like the movement went, it was really fluid. I liked running, but when like the game is so large, the map is massive. Like there's no time that you're going to be like, man, I'm limited to where I'm going to run. That's just not the case. And it has so many different points of interest, but almost all the points of interest were very minimal work to complete it. So like it had like, for example, I don't know, a dungeon. The dungeons had either one or two like small rooms and they were very linear paths. Like it wasn't like a complex maze or anything. It was just run down the hall, beat the enemies here. The next door opens, run down the wall, beat the enemies here. The next door opens and then you were done. And for the most part, they were short 2 to 3 rooms, except one of them, which had like 5 or 6 rooms full of bosses and stuff and fine, whatever. But at no point did I ever feel challenged in the game. At no point did I ever feel like, man, this is getting too much, with the exception of physically trying to keep up with the controller and my hands not being strained. I even turned it on to the hardest level difficulty. And all it did was make me end up, you know, having to spend a little more time hitting the boss. It wasn't like I had to do anything different. It wasn't like
I felt really challenged.
It just took a little longer to beat it. And I'm talking like a couple of minutes. It wasn't like a huge difference. I didn't have to move around a whole lot differently. And the moving around, the jumping around is great. It just felt like there was a lot of movement for no particular reason.
That's kind of like life, though, right? We just got to move around for no reason, just do things.
I mean, not like this. This was like, this was parkour to the max. For example, I would be running and I'd see a treasure chest or something, for example. And I would press as I was running to open a treasure chest. I would do like 6 flips in the air to land, you know, in front of a treasure chest before I was able to open it. Like, why? What is the point of that? You know, like, just open a damn chest.
it's to show off the game, obviously.
I mean, listen, if they're just trying to talk about the parkour that you can do and the graphics and the magical aspect of it, fantastic. They did a great job. But there was a lot of other really important things as far as I was concerned for gameplay that just did not meet. The combat, there was so much expansion for the combat that initially when I spoke to you guys after I had beaten the actual game, it felt very limited. Even though there was like 40 or 50, you know, spells you can do, or actually more than that, spells you can do, they all felt kind of the same with the exception of like one area. And I never really had to upgrade any of my spells to beat the bosses. I never had to do anything special to beat the bosses, including upgrading gear, which was really limited, in my opinion, as well, with very non-outstanding buffs on it. But it wasn't until I had to start doing the work for the platinum and upgrading the spells and everything that I see how variable it was. And advanced spell chaining like could be really good and really fun. But by the time I got to that point, I had already beaten the game. I sunk like 40 hours into it. I wasn't interested anymore. I was just trying to spend the time to beat the game. You know, like I had already lost.
So it wasn't challenging enough then, essentially. If it was more challenging, would you have like dug deeper into that before then?
I felt like if it was more challenging and I had to dig deeper to be able to get across like the next boss, I feel like it would have been a little more enjoyable for me because I would have felt a little more accomplished in the game. But I didn't even know I was at the end of the game until I was at the end of the game. You know, like I honestly thought I was like, okay, nothing has happened yet. And then like the last 2 chapters, like they rushed the whole damn story. You know, I don't know, man. I felt like this game had the potential to be something amazing. And I feel like even towards the end, this game has a huge potential for sequels, for DLCs, for whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it will.
Heavenly
Sword.
Heavenly Sword.
I do remember Heavenly Sword.
That was basically Sony trying to have another like God of War exclusive to the PS3, but it didn't do well, so they just dropped it.
I mean, she was hot. I do remember that. Mm-hmm. Square, I mean, you know, I will say this, though. I really liked the character and the banter she had with, it's not a spoiler, Cuff, the little thing that she has that gives her powers.
I heard a lot of people didn't like that.
You know, and I don't agree with it because I actually really liked the character personality when she was talking to Cuff. I liked their banter about it. I thought it was authentic. And I think that's the best word I can use in this series because the character is somebody who gets transported to some alternate world or dimension. And it's a modern day person. So if like Boopers or Seed or myself were to go into a alternate universe, what is the first thing you would do? You'd freak out about everything.
Time out. I appreciate you thinking that we would be able to survive going into this, but we would definitely be eaten for the first 5 minutes.
That's where this game just sounds like elaborate fan fiction. It's like me, office worker, goes to alternate dimension. Kicks butt.
Too much isekai.
Too much isekai, yes.
Okay, but you know, one thing I saw in a lot of the game, like played, there was one original part where as soon as you go in, you see a particular monster. And then the chick goes, is that an effing, you know, so-and-so? And I'm like, I would probably have said that too. And everyone, like a lot of people complained that there was just so much cursing in the game. Ooh. And I'm like, dude, if I was transported to an alternate universe where I was scared about everything that was happening, I would be cursing every other word, too. Like, I wouldn't be able to keep my chill. There is no calm in this, you know, and that's why I felt like it was really authentic what the character brought. I thought she actually did a really good job of it. I just wish that her character was more developed throughout. And that's nothing against the voice actress. I think she did really well with what she had to do with what she had. I just think that's part of like the writing. I think that's a lot of the direction. That's a lot of producers that should have used her to a better potential.
All right, cool. Well, then, heck, so for Versus Cafe for 2023, we just want you all to, like, you know, we're going to still talk about our gaming news when it comes to news. And then we're also going to be talking about things when it comes to the income scene of gaming. But just to throw some more content at you and not be as much time without it, I'm thinking we're going to have a little bit of both. So let us know what you think about the new little format of the show. I mean, am I right, fellas?
Yeah, definitely.
No,
there's too many games coming out. This is a huge year for gaming. And
there's
too many games coming out.
I don't have time for this.
Make time. Listen, you got to train the little sprout, the seedling to a sprout, to start playing with you, so that way you have time to play more.
Just take Forspoken, for example, or God of War. I can't have a child looking at that.
I mean, there wasn't anything that bad.
With all the cussing?
You cuss way more than anything.
I limit myself with my child.
I have been around you and your child. No, you don't.
Ha!
There's words that you taught me around them. There's words that your daughter has taught me. I'm sorry.
Oh, the only thing that my daughter knows about you is that you're scary and she cries whenever you hold her when you get close. So,
okay, not the first time.
You have turned her against him.
It's because Seed can't grow facial hair, and that's why he got jealous.
He's no longer used to the facial hair. All right, y'all. So, yeah, let us know what you're going to think of these new format, all the income, and the regular gaming news. For until next time, this is Drew Hooper.
This is Lord Nose.
And this is Angry Agent Seed.
Later.
Peace.
And just bye. We'll